Just a couple of quick announcements before we dive into this week's episode of the Basically Good Podcast. Theater chat has been going off the last couple of weeks. Our Patreon movie night will be this Friday, October 29th at 8 p.m. Central Time. Come on, hang out. We're going to either be watching Nightmare Before Christmas or The Escape Room. We'll be having a runoff poll to see which is going to take the cake. It's a tie right now. So if you're on Patreon, if you're one of our Patreon supporters, dive in to that upcoming poll to pick which one you'd like to watch this Friday. We have a busy week of recording ahead of us, so we're going to go ahead and push what's going on here to Wednesday, November 3rd. Gosh, it's November already. That's insane. If you haven't got caught up on the most recent episodes, which, I mean, if you're listening to this, we're in a really good spot. Do so now. Got to get caught up and make sure that you are up to date with the last five episodes we're going to be diving into next week, 7 Central Time. Guests to be announced next week. I want to give a huge shout out to Voxy in Discord, or Chris. Thank you so much, Chris, for all of your work on the Basically Good emotes. So we are completely done with our first set of emotes. Frizz, Urkel, Kaleri, and Aaron are all finished. Thank you, Chris. And he actually donated an additional 4 Kaleri emotes that are going to be up on our Discord as well. Come join us in the Discord. You can find that link to our Discord on our link tree, which is located at Basically G Pod on Twitter. And you can hit our little link in the bio there and find our Discord that way. It's a great place to stay connected to us, chat about the most recent episodes and Harry Styles. We would love to have you join us if you are not in there already. We have our next 2 pieces of merchandise in the works right now. One will be given to all $25 tiers. We're excited to announce that, but it is coming. Can't really share too much as of this point. If you'd like to support us on Patreon and get that piece of merch for free, you can head on over to patreon.com/basicallygoodpodcast and jump on the $25 tier, distinguished hero tier, and solidify your spot to get a free large piece of merchandise and should be arriving before the holiday season. You're just waiting on our artist, Mr. Gustavo Gibrazzi, to get a few things taken care of for us, and we can slap this on what we want it to go on and make an announcement. So we're very excited to share that with you. Stay tuned. More cool things in the works. We are quickly and rapidly, speedily editing all of the Delta Green one-shot clips. I'm in charge of that, so we're releasing once a week every week on Tuesday. Right now, we have the first episode of this dropped. Tomorrow, October 26th, Tuesday, we will have episode 2 up. And this is just a nice edit of the actual one-shot that happened that we streamed not too long ago. If you'd like to watch just the one-shot straight through, that is also available on our Patreon. There's a link there. It's available to all tiers. Again, huge thank you to all who are supporting us currently on Patreon. It means the world to have that, have your support. More than anything, it helps make this podcast go around. We've been able to invest a lot in our Discord, a lot in our merchandise, artists, and kind of throw it back to the community. So we're so happy to have so many of you all supporting us that way. Which brings us to our patron of the week, Deo Dunga, or Hunter. Hunter is a longtime supporter of the show. Hunter, your donation means so much to us as a group. Hunter was a friend with a lot of us in college, a good, dear friend to me, and I believe just celebrated his birthday recently. So happy birthday to patron Hunter. He is a famous hero. He is at the top tier that we have available, and we just cannot really put into words how much it means to have somebody believe in us so much, support us so much, spend the time talking to us on the phone, spend time talking to us on the Discord and on our one shots. It just means the world. So patron Hunter, thank you so much for your support of the show. That is all the announcements that I have for today. Please enjoy this week's episode of the Basically Good Podcast.
We are going to open up to Alceta's ring, we see the six elven deities looking at their inscribed stone portals. And we see Devoku. He's looking over some notes he's made, reading the inscriptions, muttering some detect magic cantrips here and there. And then we see the golden shimmer as the big door expels a faint mist, and we see Clary walk in. We see a new set of armor inscribed with different kinds of monsters and creatures. And we also see a very well-stocked backpack slung over her shoulder, and no greatsword in sight. Voku lowers his notes and turns and says, "Ah, I see that you are ready. Have you spoken to the others?"
"Yes, I just got finished talking with Urkel, actually. They're all good with me being gone for the month."
"I see. Are you ready to return?"
"Not gonna lie, it feels weird every time I go back, but it feels good to know I'm going back to open arms rather than closed ones this time."
"Yes. I'm afraid I do not share this feeling. I will not be allowed in a Krivel. But it will, I think, do me some good to get away from this ring. And we have much work to do."
"All right.
Your mark, Sayadi, is a terrifying foe, to say the least. And if we mean to track him down, dispatch these Scarlet Triad Masters and find your brother, we have much work to do." And he is going to pick up a rucksack, similarly filled with rations and camping gear. And he nods to Clary.
"Pull out the stone, the telephone, my iPhone 13. And I'm going to dial Yossi's number."
So it is an uncut gem, and you are able to send a message to pretty much anyone in the world that also has that stone, the sister stone. So
nice.
What do you say?
It's an auditory beeper.
Yeah, exactly. Pager.
Yeah, it's a pager. Page Yossi real quick. Yeah, I'm gonna I say, "Hello? This thing is so weird. Yossi, we are ready to come through whenever you are."
You wait for a bit, and in front of Hunter Gate, you see gold mist begin to appear from the edges of the portal. And Devoku takes a step towards it and says, "Hopefully this time my ass doesn't get yeeted." He's going to walk through.
"I've got this rope here if you think it'll help." And she follows in after him.
you guys are brought to the weird midway demiplane. But luckily you were not greeted by fire and a visage of the god of destruction. You see the walls of this chamber are still burnt and eroded like, what's that? Like glass, you know, like mm-hmm. like volcanic glass, I guess.
Yeah, like obsidian.
Obsidian. It's very slick and shiny. This just long chamber, similar to the chamber that's an offshoot of Alceta's ring. And you guys make your way down the passage to the sister portal and walk through. And immediately the cold stone of late fall, the air pressure immediately shifts and you are brought back to the summer sticky heat of the Mwangi. As you enter a pretty well repaired temple of Kedifus, still open ceiling, seeing the night sky, the jungle canopy ahead, but you see there are a few clerics of Kedifus kind of around, and then you also see there are four rangers, Akujai rangers. At the head of them, you see Akosa and then Yasi, both grinning from ear to ear.
I think Clary kind of runs up to them and gives them both a huge hug. Oh, it feels like it's been forever. I forgot how damn hot it is here. How are you guys doing? Oh my god. Oh my god. Yes. There are multiple.
Yes, it's a great sight seeing you, Clary. Yes, we are very overjoyed when we found your message. You have work to do, is what you said. I'm very glad to see you. Where are the others?
It's just me this time. I do have quite a bit of work to do. I'm planning on staying around for about a month. I guess there will be time to catch up a little bit later. A lot has happened on our end. But for now, I guess I can inform you of why I'm here.
As Kaledi, you are respected and a hero of our people, and we shall help you with whatever you need. And then he kind of, Yasi looks at Devoku and nods. Devoku, I cannot permit you into our city, of course, but you are allowed to stay here, and the clerics of Kedifus will assist you with whatever you and our friend here need. I appreciate that, Yasi. He nods and looks to you and kind of begins to kind of walk away and, you know, find a chamber that he can set up his gear.
Yeah, Clary kind of looks down, shakes her head a little bit. Well, Yasi, I see things still are the way they've always been here, but I know that making too much noise doesn't really get anybody anywhere, so I think it'd be nice if we headed to a Krivel.
Absolutely. Well, he kind of looks over to Kosa. Kosa, would you lead the way? Absolutely. Clary, I'm glad you're back. I have many stories to tell you. And you follow both of them, their small battalion of rangers, and we watch you guys kind of walk away from the temple. And as you kind of leave, you see that it is, again, in very great shape. I would say you would notice there are more Akujai stationed here than there were before. And you see there's tents, reinforcements, battlements, archers and whatnot, but it is a very heavily fortified temple that appears to be very frequently used. And you guys are going to make your way towards a cripple.
Sweet. I think Claria would definitely use this time to kind of hear what's been going on with them and kind of prepare to tell them what has happened in the past, like, literally, what, 2 weeks?
Right.
Kind of as a precursor to explain why she's here, but...
Yeah. Akosa is telling you of different things that have happened here and there. The Cinderqua cultists have completely disbanded. The Bugargs, the... I almost said Chimchars. The Charakaz have kind of disbanded, and things are kind of stabilizing in Akujai territory. They say they have heard word from the Magumbia that Renale has sent a letter to them saying that she made it and that she has begun her studies.
Oh, that's so good. Ah, man. I want to write a letter to Renale now that I'm down here. Jeez. Yeah. Making me sad. Well, after Akosa finishes, like, giving me the news from the past half month or so, Kaleri is going to pause for a second. I've got a lot to tell you all, and I'm going to try to keep it quick, but it's been quite a roller coaster. That doesn't exist. It's been really intense back home. Well, when we first went through the portal, I'm sure you remember I sent you a message, but we were able to defeat the Visage and everything went well. We went home. It was good to be back. Or so we thought. Whenever we went to go visit family and friends, Urkel and his father were ambushed by an old demon from Urkel's past. Tiberius, Urkel's father, was killed, and Urkel was taken prisoner. We had come to find that Urkel was accused for murder of the man, the very man that came and killed his father. It was a dark time for all of us. We felt like we had finally found family where many of us had lost. And we decided that we were going to break him out. We made our way to the city capital, and through some chain of events, we broke into the most heavily guarded prison in the country and got him out. And then the city basically collapsed as we promised we would help this guy rob a bank if he would help us get Urkel back. Then we got betrayed, and long story short, we do what we always do and we somehow made it out by the skin of our teeth. All still alive. But it made me realize a lot about what was going on. We were endangering the people that we were living around in the city of Breach Hill. Alceta's ring is underneath the goblins' house that are living with us. And I'm not nearly strong enough to make sure that it doesn't happen again. So I'm here for two reasons. One, to ask for assistance. We as elves are sworn to protect the ring. But if the other side gets taken, that'll jeopardize the security here. If possible, I want to talk to the leopards about this. Getting some Akujai to come onto our side and help fortify things over there would help a lot. I'm also here because I need to make a change. Akosa, as you know, as we've talked, I have lived through the point of my sword quite recklessly, to be honest. To the point of which I left all of you and left my brother. I've made a lot of mistakes. As you can see, I'm not holding that sword anymore. I've decided to make a change. And I felt that it was necessary to make a physical one too. So I'm here to train with Devoku to learn the ways of Kalistra, further my connection with Cataphys, try to remember what it was my mom did to lead with such grace and power at the same time. But yeah, it's good to be back.
Yeah, I imagine you guys are like taking a breather from your trek, getting some water and kind of sitting around like a large tree trunk, and mm-hmm. they're just like listening to the tale. And Kosa says, "Well, I must say, Clary, you have come a very long way from when you first came through that portal. I knew you were a fierce fighter, but it appears you've become wiser. I have no doubt that you will find your brother." Now, I could find you a better trainer than Devoku, but it appears you are kindred spirits, so. I don't know about you, Yasi. I don't know what the leopards will say about sending our own through the portal, but I'll vouch for you. I'll show you the way to a Krivel. And even if I am the only one, I'll pass through that portal for you.
Damn yes. it, Akosa!
Yes. Yes, Clary. If what you say, these people, if they get a hold of the ring, even though the Keystone resides with the Leopard Clan, it worries me that they might find a way through the portal to here, in our back door. So yes, I too will vouch for you. You and your friends have done us a great service, and I believe that this could help form a bridge of our people. But it is not us you have to convince, it is the Twin Leopards, so. Let us make haste. You have apparently much training to do.
I do. I appreciate it. And thank you.
You guys make your way, eventually brought to the same location where you begin to climb the vines up into the tree, and after a good, 40 foot climb up of a trunk, you kind of break the lower canopy, the branches, and you see the sprawling city of Krivel nestled in the branches of the large trees.
Oh man, it is good to be back here.
Yes, I believe you said you have a castle on your side of Huntergate.
Yeah, we've got a big castle on a hill, prime real estate really, but it's dark and damp and quiet, and did I mention dark and cold? And it's just, it's so much better here.
Yeah, I imagine, that it, like, Breachill, like, that climate and area is not Calare's, like, where she wants to be.
No, absolutely not.
You guys, I mean, I think it's a day's journey, so we'll say you go ahead and find, you know, their, like, visitor huts that they've kind of, like, melded and molded through, like, wood magic. And immediately as you guys are heading that way, you're brought, you know, people are coming up to you, giving you, like, small little gifts. The kids are, you know, counting the recounting the time that you guys played their dancing ring game, and you eventually do see the the man you accused of poisoning you with the peppers. But you guys, after some chit chat you guys had, and you are brought to your room, your bed, and Yasi says, "Yes, well, Clary. Clary, I will notify the Twin Leopards that you have made it, and early in the morning we can, I will come and get you and bring you to them for you to plead your case, your request for aid."
"I appreciate it. I will try to get as much rest as I can. It's going to be a rough time, I'd assume."
"Yes, well, I believe things are better than they were when you and your friends first came here. And after all, you are Kledi."
"That is true. So. Got a little bit of clout now. I mean, respect." "So I wouldn't expect an old man like you to know the new and happening phrases, Yasi."
Elf clout needs to be a level 10 ancestry feat.
Elf clout.
But no, they leave you to your quarters, and yeah, you kind of bed down for the night. What is she thinking?
It's weird because it's like this conglomeration, like this bittersweet feeling, I think, where she's like thinking of how difficult it was the last time they were here and fighting for their lives and not being listened to by the leopards. But then, like, it goes back further and she remembers, like, you know, her mother and father passing and losing her brother. But then I think it goes back even further and, like, the last time she was really, like, here without distractions on, like, a peaceful, like, summer night was, you know, way back when, you know, 60 years ago.
Right.
And I think that that brings her a little bit of peace. Like, she kind of feels like she's welcome here again. This might not be home, but it's not, you know, a place of strangers anymore. So,
yeah,
it's nice.
And I imagine it's like, it's probably comforting knowing that, I mean, last night she was in her feather bed in the, you know, dungeon of the castle, the lower floor of the castle, and now she's here. So I imagine, like, knowing that your relationship with the Akujai and the access, like, you can immediately get here pretty quick now, you know,
which is just actually insane to think about.
Yeah,
but it is super dope that, like, this is basically my backyard.
right. Yeah. So sun rises, goes for a jog around the treehouse, wooden bridges connecting from tree to tree. And yeah, eventually you're brought, you know, really great breakfast full of nuts and berries and all kinds of Akujai vegan options.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually Yasi comes and says, "Well, Clary, I believe it is time to speak to the Twin Leopards. They said they were looking forward to meeting you."
"Oh, and at least for now, I'm also excited to see them again on a better foot this time."
"Yes. Oh, come with me, and hopefully by the end of the day, we will I'll have this sorted out. You follow Yasi through the town. People begin to kind of gather while you guys make your way towards the main central area where all business is dealt with by the Twin Leopards. And you approach this courtyard. You see the wooden kind of platform has been brought out to finely fashioned wooden thrones embellished with images of leopards and other wildlife. And you see the two twin leopards. They smile down at you, and you see there the elders behind them, and then all of the rest of the leopard clan has gathered as you and Yasi approach. You see Akosa standing by the guards. And they speak. Kaleri of the Jaguar clan. Kaleri of the Akujai. Slayer of the Cinderclaw cult. And the one known as Belmazog. You have returned from your home many miles away. Why have you honored us with your return?
Clary steps forward and bows, lowers her head to show respect, and looks up at them and says, I am honored to be here. I may live many, many hundreds of miles away, but with Hunter's Gate, it seems as though I'm only a few feet, and I'm grateful for that. But yes, I am here for a very specific reason. I informed Yasi and Akosa previously, but quite a lot has gone on the other side of Galarian. After me and my friends left here and went back, we came to a grim reality. We came to find that Alceta's ring on the other side was not secure. The group behind the Cinderclaw cult in Belmazog is no other than the Scarlet Triad. We don't know much about them, but we came into contact with one of their higher officers, higher ranking officers. We were able to dispatch him, but there are others moving in the dark. My party and I plan to continue traveling around the world to ensure that Alceta's ring is safe, and also to stop the Great Darkness from returning. Still, we found that we are endangering those who live nearby us, live with us. And we thought it would be beneficial to both of our parties, both ours and yours, to have a little bit of extra assistance on the other side of the portal. Because if it is to fall, I'm fearful that they would find a way, the Scarlet Triad, to get over here and to put pressure from both sides. It wouldn't be good. So, selfishly, I ask for my friends and family on the other side of the portal, but also, as a warning, I ask humbly for help. 3 or 4 well-trained Akujai warriors should be more than enough to keep the Scarlet Triad from getting a hold of Alceta's ring from the other side.
The two twin leopards look at each other. You've heard they have a weird way of understanding one another. As you know, Clary of the Jaguar clan, we of the Leopard clan are very territorial. We protect the Akujai land. We look after the Akujai and all of its guests and inhabitants. Now, you have left our lands, gone north to the lands of men. Tell me, are Akujai welcome in these lands? What was your experience dealing with the men and women of the north?
The people of Breach Hill I can speak for. I've only been in a couple cities in the north for a long period of time. But I can say with confidence that they opened their arms to me the same way that you all have here to them. I am regarded as a hero in Breach Hill, and I would assuredly consider them my family. And if I were to tell them that any of you all were my guest, I would think they would treat you the same. Now, of course, there are some evil people, but there are evil people everywhere. But me, they see me for me. And I appreciate that.
We understand the threat in which you speak. We have feared that the Cinder Claws were but a taste of the true evil behind them, the Hawk. The demon that lives within Huntergate. I'm glad that you have defeated what was trapped so long ago. But if these outsiders, the Scarlet Triad, they seek the prison, they seek to reopen the gates of hell once again, and bring upon a new age of ashes. We have forgotten the ways of our ancestors, of how to dispatch a beast as terrifying as Dahak himself. So it is paramount that this prison of his does not fall. So, yes, we see the importance, but as Akujai know, as the Leopard Clan know, that leaving this tribe, leaving to seek the land of men to the north, this would separate you from the clan. And would mark you as no longer fully Akujai, as fully as leopards. So, we will announce that anyone who seeks you on this divine quest, this quest to protect the Akujai lands, lands of our ancestors, land of the Leopard Tribe, and all the tribes within the Moengi. We will honor you all. But if you leave, no. That you will no longer be fully Akujai. You will be marked. Marked as our own Yasi, and marked as our friend, the Kaledi Kalere. Who here will take on this divine quest to save us and fight for the men and women of the North as well. There's just a long pause. You hear the chirps and chitters of the fauna and birds in the courtyard. And everyone is just completely still. And then you see Akosa raise his hand, speaks out. I will take this quest. I will defend our people. And the people not of our tribe, the humans of the North. And I will take on the curse of Kaledi. And then you see, one by one, a couple handful of Akujai, some of his rangers in his small battalion, raise their hands and reply the same. What's Kaleri doing when she sees this?
I think as the twin leopards finished their explanation, I think she was kind of downtrodden, and as the silence kind of proliferated and continued, I think she, tears kind of started welling up, like she was feeling really defeated. But when Akosa spoke up, I think, like, she knew that he said he would, but him actually doing it in front of the leopards, I think, changed the way that she was viewing the situation. And the more people rose their hands, I think she went from, like, kind of downtrodden to, like, static to, like, almost, like, tearing up again. I think she's going to turn to them, to Akosa and his rangers and the few other in the crowd that agreed to take on the title of Kaledi, and pull up her, both of her bracers that have been burned into her skin, across her chest with tears in her eyes, and say, thank you. Thank you so much for not just our people, but for those you'll be protecting in the North. You have no idea how much this means to me. I owe you all my life. And she's going to bow to them.
They all bow as well. For the Leopard Clan. For Hunter Gate. And for all. For all the creatures in this realm that stand against the evil of Dahak. We will take on the curse of the Kaledi. And one by one, bring out the stored gold and melt it. And one by one, the warriors burn their arms with the bracers that you have. And it is, I imagine in this courtyard, it's like a weird, it's like this weird setting. Similar to when you got your bracers, mm-hmm. of like great pride, like national pride and like pride in your people, and also like a great sadness knowing that they are like marked with like cursed gold, right? Mm-hmm. So it is just kind of this weird vibe, but I think overall everyone's happy.
Right.
The twins leopards, after all of this has happened, the last of the Kaledi are marked. They turn and say, you all have made us and your families and your ancestors proud by taking on the Kaledi curse. Clary, it appears you and your party have allies with the Leopard Clan. I hear from Yasi you have plans to stay here and train. But know when it is time for you to pass through Hunter Gate and return to your home, that these men and women will travel with you. And then they stand up and walk out. And slowly, you know, the Akujai begin to go back home, talk amongst the Kaleti. I imagine Kaleri talks with them, shaking their hands and embracing them.
Mm-hmm.
And then time passes. There's another great meal set out. Kaleri, Akosa, Yasi. You even see Nikita.
Nikita.
Very giddily chatting, talking to Kaleri, asking all about she knows about Alceta's ring. Stories, you know, that she's heard for so long. And her wooden magical arm, you know, resting on the table. And you all dine. Eventually head back to your bunk. What's Kaleri processing as she goes to bed that night?
I think she has a newfound pride in her heritage that she hasn't had for a long time. Like, I think she feels like a part of the Akujai again. Like all that anxiety she had when she first got here about still somehow being partial outsider. I think, like, first and foremost, like the leopards allowing for like Kaleti to be named just for this purpose, was surprising to her. And then also the fact that like there were like a few people who actually like took on the challenge too, took on the mark, kind of showed her how much people actually respect her here. Because I think it was still like a whirlwind when they left, right? It's kind of like the life of an adventurer. Like, you do something, people pat you on the back, and you move on to like the next town or whatever. But Kaleri kind of didn't fully realize that the people she saved were like her people until now, right? It's like, oh, you know, like they accept me now. I think that is probably the biggest thing. Just like a feeling of fulfillment and pride in her nationality once again.
Yeah. Well, dawn breaks again. And Akosa and Yasi offer to escort Kaleri back to Hunter Gate. Meet back up with Devoku.
Sounds great.
And as you guys are traveling, Akosa is just kind of picking at the, you know, burned skin around the rim of the racers. It says, gods, did your skin itch this bad when it happened to both of you?
Yeah, it definitely did for, I don't know, like a whole year probably. I'm just kidding. It's like it goes away after a few days.
Yes. Yes, it is unfortunate symptom. But Akosa, it is the least of your worries. I cannot lie, I'm saddened. See you marked as I am. But I am so proud. He kind of just like embraces him. Well, can't have only one Kaleti in the family.
Love it.
Kaleri, tell me more about this place. This breach hill, as you call it.
Well, you may not like it as much as I do, but for one, it is cold right now. It's winter there, and we get plenty of snow. Don't get much of that here. But there are plenty of nice people, and Breach Hill, the town about, I don't know, a half day's walk from where I currently am living, is full of wonderful people. Good food, great food. Although they eat a lot of meat there, and cheese, and they drink a lot of beer. The town kind of smells, but I promise, like, the people are great. The people are great.
Well, there's no going back now. Yes. Akosa, I also am wary of human culture. Clara, you will have to teach us eventually. When we head there, we do not mean to offend them, right, Akosa? Yeah. No fighting. Any tips would be nice. Are they all like Urkel? Do they all look like him?
like Urkel? No. Urkel's unique in Breach Hill. Most of the individuals of Breach Hill are much simpler, for better or for worse. And there's also a tavern in town that I used to work at where if you really get the itching to fight a couple humans, they will turn the other cheek or turn their eyes away. Plenty of fights happen.
I see. You must show me this tavern. And you guys, you know, over another half day's journey, eventually make it back to Hunter Gate as the sun is setting. And you see Devoku has been talking with some of the clerics, pointing out certain things they might not know about the gate. It says, "Ah, Clary, I see you've made it, and I see there are more Kaledi than when I left." He looks over at Akosa and the Kaledi that have kind of walked with you guys.
Yes, thankfully, the leopards were gracious enough to allow those who wanted to come protect the northern people with me, the Mark of Kaledi. And somehow, more than just Akosa were interested in coming.
I see. Well, this will all help in the grand scheme of things. Kind of looks at the Kaledi and says, "The place we are going to go is very strange indeed. I have not yet made my way down to the town beneath the castle. But no, you are not alone in this change of culture. Clary and I will do our best to acclimate you until we leave. But until then, Clary, I believe it's time."
Right, Akosa, Yasi, I will be a little out of reach for the next couple of weeks, but I'll return shortly and I'll tell you all about humans in Breach Hill then. Take it easy.
Yes, and good luck, Clary, Devoku. We will see you all in a few weeks. And they bow. And I imagine they're gonna like kind of put some tents down and stuff, but you and Devoku are going to grab your sacks and head off into the jungle.
Alrighty, here we go.
It's not too long until you guys eventually hit part of the Vanji River. It's probably pretty late. You see some creatures across your way, some like giant spiders rumbling in the distance, but none of them bother you guys. And eventually, you know, you reach the river and Devoku says, this should do. You guys pitch a tent, throw your hammocks up, mosquito nets, and everything you've brought with you, start a fire. Says so, as he's kind of poking the fire. How was your visit to a Krivel?
It was a lot better than I expected it to be. I don't know. I still stick out like a sore thumb, of course, but people were smiling this time. And the leopards and the elders were much more welcoming than they were before. I guess the biggest benefit, other than the protection, of course, is we've got our own small clan here with us now, don't we? Those of us who have been marked through one means or another. They're not much more different than you now.
Yeah. I suppose you're right. Would probably do me some good to get to know the Kledi that came.
I'm sure once they see the humans back in Breach Hill, they'll be happy to see any elf face they can.
True. Yes. Well, I'm glad that we've gotten some aid. I just hope it's enough. Reinforcing the walls, teaching the goblins to hold their own, and with these Sakujai, I just only hope it's enough to stand the tide against whatever the Scarlet Triad might throw at us again. Well, Clary, I think it's best for us to get some sleep. You're going to need your rest. I will conduct any sort of training to the best of my ability. When I trained with young Akire, we both were using the arcane arts, but with you, I can teach you the best martial abilities, but I think it will be more mental. Understanding who you are and what you're setting out to do, it will be equally as taxing. But I think by the end of it, we will return much stronger than we were before. Good night, Kaveri. And he turns and kind of begins getting into his hammock.
Good night. And thank you.
And Clary's gonna turn over as well.
I imagine at some point you kind of look down at the necklace. Your amulet that your mother wore. And, you know, even like turning your hands into claws as like a lazy practice as you're trying to go to sleep, you know, trying to understand the power that's within. And as you're doing so, you eventually nod off into sleep. And you see in front of you, you're in the jungle. It's daytime. You see your mother walking in front of you. But she's walking, you know, a little bit too fast. You try to catch up, you call out to her. Kind of break into a bit of a sprint. But every time you reach out, she's just a bit farther away. Eventually, you run as fast as you can, jumping over logs, sidestepping through the brush, and eventually you jump over a log and use it to kick off, jumping, going to reach out, wrap your arms around her waist in an embrace, and then you hear, "Clary!" And you wake up. You see your hammock has been kind of ripped to shreds. And you see Devoku just towering over you. Very serious. And you see he has kind of magical sparks kind of like floating around his fingers. And he says, "I need you to calm down." And as you look around, you see you're seeing everything in like vivid color, vivid, like your senses, like sensory overload. You hear things differently, you see things differently. And eventually you realize you feel different. And we see the camera pan as we see Clary is no longer Clary. The large, dire jaguar standing just under Devoku with claws outstretched. And that's going to be the end of the episode.
Yo, that is so good. I love it.